I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. We did a segment a while back titled All the President's Protestants, talking about the evangelicals that advise the president. There really are no other religions that he listens to. And in that segment, we pointed out that none of these were even close to being Christians. They were crackpots and hucksters and extremists. Not a one of them was really even close to being the mainstream, but that's who he listens to. And today we're going to look at one of his most fervent supporters in Christianity. It's Florida man and Christian television host Rick Wiles. He appears on True News, where in actuality there is nothing true about any of the news that they put out, and some examples will make that clear, which we'll give you in a moment. Besides being an anti-sex fanatic, he's also a noted anti-Semite, made clear in his latest statement. He said, "Our leaders are low-life scum that screw little girls so the Jews can screw America. That's what's happening in this country. I just said it. That's what's going on in our country, and our FBI is corrupt, the Supreme Court is corrupt, the Justice Department is corrupt, the news media is corrupt, the whole country is corrupt, because we've walked away from Almighty God and we've allowed Kabbalah-practicing Jews to defile the nation. Little American children are being raped for the benefit of Israel. American politicians are raping little American girls to be videotaped by Israeli Mossad so that Israel can blackmail American politicians. That's the state of America today. God ought to destroy this country for what we've become." I'm amazed that I agree with Rick Wiles on anything. Certainly don't agree with him on his anti-Semitism, but I do think right now we have a kind of semi-corrupt, semi-legitimate Supreme Court. Justice Department at the top is clearly corrupt. The news media, not so much, unless you count Fox News and whatever else is official Trump TV. And while I think that right now we have the most corrupt government we've ever had in my lifetime, I don't believe the whole country is corrupt. But then again, the clock that's not ticking is right twice a day, so he can say things that are actually accurate accidentally every so often. But then he says things like, "Jeffrey Epstein is a Mossad agent." Now, I've always felt that Donald Trump was anti-Semitic, despite having family members who claim to follow that faith. And if I really were not anti-Semitic, I would certainly refute having someone like Rick Wiles come to my defense, especially in the way that he does it. And let me quote him. "This impeach Trump movement is a Jewish coup, and the American people better wake up to it really fast. That's the way the Jews work. They are deceivers. They plot. They lie. They do whatever they have to do to accomplish their political agenda." So yeah, you would think Trump would want to come out and go, "I'm not with that guy." But he doesn't do that. No, his administration took away the press credentials of Bloomberg News, but they have not taken away the press credentials for True News. No, this fringe conspiracy theory website that is strongly anti-Semitic, they get press credentials to the White House. And that's why so many people, one of the many reasons that so many people find it difficult to believe that Trump is not anti-Semitic. He sure seems to be down with an awful lot of people who are. And Rick Wiles is kind of dangerous. He says things like, "The U.S. is going to go into a civil war before Christmas time." He says, "We have weeks to stop it. That's why I'm speaking out. That's why I'm putting everything on the line to say that this is a coup led by Jews to overthrow a constitutionally elected president of the United States. Well, I'm not Jewish, but I certainly want to impeach him." And if you look at the numbers, yeah, sure, Jews don't like President Trump very much, but there are far more of us than the Jews who can't stand Donald Trump. Won't see him out. Gone. Because he's violated the Constitution over and over again and threatened our national security. We want him out not because of some juku, despite its lovely alliteration. And of course, a formal impeachment hearing is in the Constitution. It's not a coup. Then he says, "There will be a purge. That's the next thing that happens when Jews take over a country. They kill millions of Christians." And exactly when did this happen? The Jews taking over countries right and left and then killing all the Christians? Not really sure. I think it's just inside whatever he's patched together to use as a brain. And we're not done with one of Trump's staunchest defenders. Here's some other things he said. Pro-choice people will be aborted continuously by demons in hell. That Christians are going to impose Christian rule in this country. Alabama's abortion ban is an effort to impose Christian rule in America, and he's all for that. And on the same show, he blamed abortions on powerful, influential, rich Jews. Yeah, he actually said that Zionism led to the slaughter of 65 million babies in America. And he said, and we're going to end it, and we are going to impose Christian rule in this country. So, theocrat much? He says Christians are going to do it whether we like it or not. Well, I don't like it, and if such a thing were to actually happen, millions of Americans would fight to stop people like Rick Wiles. Let's do a few more Rick Wiles quickies. Remember, this guy's show has a White House press pass, so let's go over some of the things that he has said. He said, gay rights advocates are Nazi homofascists who will kill Christians. That was 4/8/14. May 1st, 2015, he said God will destroy Earth with a fireball from space because SCOTUS allowed same-sex marriage. Here's October 27th, 2014 from True News. Obama plans a dictatorship where the sodomites will make us slaves, and that they should anticipate Obama's iron fist of tyranny. He claims to have received messages from God. He said that we've been taken over by homosexuals and sodomites and lesbians and transvestites and a bunch of communists and socialists and atheists and God-haters, and this country is about to be judged. If you're here when this judgment strikes, you're going to be consumed. The Lord has told me vast numbers are going to be consumed and the survivors will be slaved. That is the future facing America if this country does not repent, and the time is ticking away. Well, we have a pretty terrible present under Trump, but we've not been made slaves yet. And we certainly haven't, as a nation, repented because we don't hate homosexuals. And during the first Ebola outbreak, he was all for it. He said, now this Ebola epidemic can become a global pandemic. Spoiler alert, that didn't happen. And that's another name for plague. It may be the great attitude adjustment that I believe is coming. Ebola could solve America's problems with atheism, homosexuality, sexual promiscuity, pornography, and abortion. If Ebola becomes a global plague, you better make sure the blood of Jesus is upon you. You better make sure you have been marked by the angels so that you are protected by God. If not, you may be a candidate to meet the Grim Reaper. A Grim Reaper, not in the Bible. But I sincerely doubt Rick Wiles knows that, because I'm not sure he's ever read the Bible. Not all the way through, and certainly not without any understanding. But the truth is, this guy is just absolutely nuts. He said that God punished Houston with Harvey because they love LGBT sexual perversion. And not all of them. Few. Satan is using Pokemon to spawn demonic powers to murder Christians. He says Nazi freaks at Target are going to get us killed in a nuclear war. I'm not even going to look that one up to see what the hell that means. He says that Obama murdered Antonin Scalia as a human sacrifice to pagan fascism, that the homosexual Gestapo will murder Christians like Kim Davis in Reign of Terror. Don't remember that one happening. He renounced his American citizenship in response to marriage equality ruling. Well, if he did that, why is he still here? Oh, and of course, Christine Blasey Ford's testimony was due to CIA brainwashing, which is triggered by the word lodestar. The guy's insane. And let me say this again. True News has a White House press pass. He has not been condemned by Trump for his anti-Semitic comments. The problem here is that Rick Wiles is not an outlier. Most of the so-called religious advisors and religious people that Trump knows are some of the worst human beings in America. And I can't know what's in Rick Wiles' heart, but I can certainly know what's in his head. And that's hatred and misinformation and lies and delusion and fear. But he is not the exception to the millionaire pastors that support Trump, the megachurch founders, the prosperity preachers that surround Donald Trump. No, he's very, very typical. And I do believe in a separation of church and state, but that doesn't mean that churches should have no voice, that we should never hear from people with a spiritual perspective. But these people claim they're Christians. I don't see anything at all Christian in their behavior.